You're the owner?
Owner, father, soulmate. And if anything happens to her, your worst nightmare.
Well, she's not throwing up, which is a good sign. So I'm going to take her in back, put her on fluids, and give her something to absorb the toxins.
Okay, thank you. Oh, if she's scared, you can sing to her. She likes Katy Perry. But don't do firework. That gets her all riled up.
Got it. Should have been a dentist.
Okay, what was the best 4104 U.S. locomotive ever built?
A trick question. There never was one.
Or was there?
What?
In 1944, the Pacific Railroad built number 6131, which rearranged the drivers and cylinders, solving the problem of the Q1, creating a duplex drive 4464.
In what world is a 4464 a 4104?
A world I don't want to live in.
Seriously, I no longer want to live in this world.
Hold on to your conductor's hat. You crank the second and third axles, creating a pair of internal connecting rods, and boom, 4104. If you think about it, the Q2 was like the 4104 America never made.
I may never stop thinking about it. Amy, what are the odds we run into this guy?
Better than you think.
You know, if you ask nicely, they'll let you visit the engine room.
I never want this day to end.
It's feeling like it never will.
Come on. Hey, did I tell you what happened to me at UPS?
As if Valentine's Day wasn't bad enough, you tried to kill my dog? And with cheap chocolate, no less?
It wasn't cheap. It was free.
Really sorry, it was an accident.
Yeah, we weren't even out of the room that long.
Come on, it was a while.
A while.
Well, is Cinnamon gonna be okay?
She's responding well. We just want to keep her a little longer for observation.
All right. Would it be okay for me to see her? We're usually in bed by now, and I want her to know that I'm here. Yes, we sleep together, and sometimes we spoon.
It's okay. I sleep with my dog, too. We're not supposed to let people in back, but I think I can make an exception.
Thank you.
Come on. By the way, I sang her Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't care what that obnoxious parrot back there says. I crushed it.
I think there's something going on between the two of them.
Maybe, but you also think 9 minutes isn't a while, so what do you know?
You okay?
Why? Because my boyfriend's off playing choo-choo with some weirdo?
To be fair, they're both weirdos.
I don't know what made me think tonight would be any different.
Well, just the fact that you got him up here still says a lot. To be honest, I bet Howie $200 it wasn't gonna happen.
I'm going to the Lego store to get a big-ass R2-D2.
See, it's not just Sheldon. They're all idiots.
She's right.
So your boyfriend's a fixer-upper. Most of them are. Look at this guy. You think he came like this? When I met him, he was a hot, goofy mess. Now, he's been to space. That's all me.
I had a little to do with it.
Oh, sure you did. Who's Mama's big spaceman?
I am.
I've been in there like half an hour.
Yeah, for future reference, that's a while.
How long should we stay?
I don't know. I'm kind of hungry.
I saw a Thai place next door.
Okay. Oh, hey! How is everything?
Yeah, she's gonna be okay. They're gonna let me take her home.
Oh, God.
So I want you to keep a close eye on her for the next 24 hours. Here are a few warning signs to look out for, and if you see any of them, don't hesitate to call. Oh,
thank you for taking such good care of my little girl.
My pleasure. Have a nice night.
Yes, thank you for all your help.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you didn't think we were taking it seriously. We love animals.
Oh, do you guys own any pets?
Mm. No.
Good.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Ha 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 ha!
guys missed a pretty great time. The conductor and I have the same pocket watch. It was crazy. Dare I say loco? Oh, and Amy, guess what? The conductor said as soon as he gets off work, he can come back to the bed and breakfast and play his banjo for us.
Okay, I need to speak to my boyfriend in private, like right now.
Well, there's a car with a glass roof. Want to go look at the stars?
Oh, that sounds so romantic.
Oh, give it a rest.
Let's go.
Why are you still here?
Excuse me. I think you're being a little rude.
I'm being rude? You've been rude to me this entire evening.
How is that possible? I've hardly spoken to you since we got on the train.
I'm detecting a little friction between you two, and I don't want to be a third rail. Get it?
I get it.
Leave.
What is your problem?
It's Valentine's Day. We're supposed to be having a romantic weekend.
Oh, really? Because I remember you saying that this trip is going to be something we could both enjoy. Did you mean that? Or were you just trying to trick me?
Fine. It's true. I deserve romance, and I didn't know how else to make it happen.
Well, if you want romance, then let's have romance. Oh, look, there's wine. Mmm. Grape juice that burns. Now let's gaze into each other's eyes. You blinked, I win.
Shopping.
Let's see, what's next? Oh, kissing's romantic.
That was nice.
Good. The conductor said if I come back to the engine room, he'd show me how to bring the train through a crossing.
Okay, have fun.
Do you want to come with me?
Really? I do.
Hey guys, wait up!
Go, all cozy wozy.
Yeah, let's see what the doctor says to keep an eye out for. Rajesh, I was dreading Valentine's Day. Thank you for spending it with me. Yvette. Cinnamon, she gave me her phone number. If I'd known it was that easy, I would have considered poisoning you months ago.
Oh, what should I say? Oh, I know. I'll point out her name's Yvette and that she's a vet.
That's hysterical. She'll love it.
Hello.
Hey, you're back. How was your trip?
It was wonderful.
Great. What'd you do?
Well, I made a new friend who likes trains as much as I do. I kissed Amy on the lips, and the conductor played his banjo for me. Good night.
Wait. I'm gonna need more details.
My new friend's name was Eric. Amy's lips tasted like the brownie we had for dessert. The banjo-playing conductor was missing a finger, but he made up for it with his can-do attitude.
Hang on. Are all those things equal to you?
It never occurred to me to pick a favorite.
Well, give it a go.
I can't answer that without collecting additional data.
Additional data, you dog!
I'm not sure how listening to other nine-fingered banjo players makes me a dog, but all right.